And we're happy to welcome to Morning Edition Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, first of all, have you had any reports of damage or problems yet from the storm?
We have had reports of high seas and gusts along the south coast already of 40 or 50 miles per hour. We're expecting the strongest winds to reach the whole Commonwealth by 10 this morning and 1 through 10 tonight. Lynn, Plum Island, and New Bedford have ordered limited evacuations, Bob, meaning by neighborhood or street, not whole town. We've had about 3,400 outages in Lynn and another 400 in Pembroke overnight. Those have all been restored. And as of the 5:30 briefing I had, there are about 400 outages right now. And that number, of course, will go up and down through the course of the storm.
How would you describe the state of preparedness here in Massachusetts?
We're very ready. The National Guard has been called up. They are pre-deployed along the south and east coast, as well as in central and western Massachusetts. The state police are on full alert. Everybody's off time has been canceled, so everybody's on duty. We have transportation crews and equipment fully deployed and ready to do road clearing and help with any debris removal that may be necessary. The emergency bunker is fully operational, and we've got everybody there, state, federal, local, and utility representatives all in one place and coordinating very well. So I think we're prepared. People can help by staying indoors and off the roads and off the tee and giving as wide a berth as possible to the emergency workers to do their job.
Well, they seem to be heeding your advice this morning, Governor, because the traffic is very light in the Boston area.
Well, that's good. Most schools are closing, which is great. As I said, I've asked people to stay off the road. State office buildings are closed, and we've asked private employers to follow that lead and let people work from home, just for their own safety, but also to enable the emergency workers to have as wide a berth as possible.
I know a big concern, of course, power outages, and you expected all utilities to submit plans to you by last Friday detailing what they were going to do. Have you seen those plans, and are you satisfied with what their intended response will be?
I've been briefed on the plans. I know there was some back and forth between the Department of Public Utilities and the utilities about those plans in some cases, to ask them to make them a bit more robust. There were two things that we there were, if you will, lessons learned, Bob, from my perspective the last time. One was that while the utilities had a lot of crews out, both tree crews and line crews, meaning crews that restore, that repair the actual lines, they weren't coordinated very well. So in cases where a down limb was responsible for a down wire, you need a tree crew and a line crew to be there at the same time or to be closely coordinated. This time, the utilities have assured us they're going to be sending these crews out in pairs, and that's very good news. We will see. The proof is in their performance.
Okay. And, Governor, when will we be able to breathe a sigh of relief, do you think?
Well, as I say, the forecast is that the worst of the wind will have passed us by 10 tonight, but we're not expected to be through the storm entirely until sometime late on Tuesday. So, I'm confident, but I'm also cautious, and we're going to watch this and continue to respond right through to the end and beyond.
Thank you so much, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. I want to thank you for joining us here on Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Be safe.
Okay, thank you. Governor Deval Patrick with us this morning. And as you heard him say, the state is well prepared, and also we should get better response from the utility companies due to the power outages, which, of course, are expected. Now, in terms of the weather track, it's pretty much on track, according to forecasters. It's going to be making landfall, Hurricane Sandy is, along the New Jersey coast. And it will affect the eastern coast of Massachusetts, according to Alan Dunham of the National Weather Service.